My name is Nguyen Dunlop, and like Damien just said, it's a real honor to be here tonight with Kathy, with Ian, with Afri, and with Cuiva, and with all the Pit Stop Plowshares people. And it's a real honor also to be here with all of you. People, I know a lot of people in this room, and I know how much everyone here cares passionately about justice in Iraq and in Ireland. I'm from a Catholic worker community in the States, and one thing I remember is right after September 11th, many, many Arab people, Arab American people, started knocking at the door. Some were asylum seekers, and some were people who were just facing discrimination like they never had before. And I'll never forget the looks of fear on people's faces when they showed up at the door looking for a place to stay and wanting to talk about these new policies that were going on in the States that were discriminated against. Anyone who even looked Arab American or had an Arab sounding name. And so our community did a very small, what could be an act of mercy. We created a couple of rooms for Arab American or Arab asylum seekers. One question I've been asked repeatedly is how the U.S. has been complicit in this war in Iraq. And I think that everyone in this room could answer the question in 100 different ways. I would ask the question, how has the U.S. not been complicit in attacking Iraq and in discriminating against people of Arab descent? I'd also remember that declaring illegal wars on sovereign nations is nothing new in U.S. history. The first European-American government was made possible through the occupation of hundreds of Native American nations. Physical and cultural genocide has been committed on indigenous people first within U.S. borders, and now these policies are starting at an alarming rate to extend throughout the Middle East and the world. It's no secret that the United States harbors more weapons of mass destruction than anywhere else on the planet at this time. These weapons have been used to destroy the infrastructure and kill thousands of Iraqi people. The U.S. military now occupies Iraq while ignoring the fallout caused by its most recent attack on the Iraqi people, the hunger, the looting, and the ecological damage. While people in the U.S. are being encouraged to shop and numb out and forget about Iraq, the U.S. government is starting to stir rumors of new wars in Iran and Syria while continuing to occupy both Iraq and North American indigenous nations. And we all have a role in stopping current and future genocidal policies that my own government keeps creating. And I believe that everyone in this room can do that. Thank you.